This past weekend, I had to do a little project around the house, and I had to replace the lug nuts on my wife's car. And for those who don't know what a lug nut is, it is the nut that keeps your tire from coming off of your car. And so I thought this was a really strange thing that I had to do, but nonetheless, I did it. And the reason I had to do it is because some of the Ford models that we have this issue where the lug nuts will have a tendency to swell and get larger. And this is an issue because when you need to take the tire off, no socket will fit because the lug nuts are deformed and an irregular in size. So this could be a really big disaster if you're trying to change a flat when you're on the side of the road. But luckily, we weren't in that situation. I had the ability to just change them at home. And after doing some looking around on the internet about this, because I thought it was a really strange occurrence, it's actually a pretty common thing with these Ford lug nuts. And it's a result of the design of the lug nut. And the design is that the lug nut's made in two pieces. So if you just think of a standard nut with a hex, and then they take a cap and they crimp it or squish it on top of the other piece. And the cover's added to make the lug nut look shiny and pretty. It's plated, so it looks nice. And in some cases, they do it so that they can match the wheel color. And what happens is over time, with this two-piece design, water, dirt, everything off the road, finds a way to get under the cover, and water causes the nut to rust, the dirt gets in there, and as the nut rusts, the cover swells, causing the issue already discussed. And what's interesting about this issue is that it is not something that you can visually see. You can't look at the lug nut and say, oh, it's bad, it's swollen. You don't know until you try to put a socket on it. And so on the outside, the lug nuts are still shiny and nice, but underneath, rust is eating away the nut, and dirt is collecting, and inevitably will cause an issue. So as I was removing these and putting the new lug nuts on, I thought this was a great analogy for how our faith can become. On the outside, we can look like we have it all together. We can come to services, we can dress nice, we can be involved, and we can have, from everyone looking at us, all the outward indications of having a good, strong faith and relationship with God. But on the inside, we may not be doing so well. One common phrase that I just kept on thinking about with this was that we're just going through the motions. So when we go through the motions, as I said, everything looks good on the outside. But underneath the shiny coating that we have, our heart is not in the actions that we're doing. And we say faith without actions is dead, but actions without faith is no better. And so throughout the Bible, and particularly in Jesus' life, he addresses this topic a few times. This came up a lot when he was speaking to or about the Pharisees. The Pharisees were notorious for being sticklers for commandments and rules. But Jesus points out on multiple occasions that they're only following rules and doing actions. And even in some cases, they're only doing it to be seen by others. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 7, it's one of the occasions where Jesus addresses this. And he calls those who are only going through the motions of praying to be seen as hypocrites. This reads, "As when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." And so while in some cases we may not be doing things just to be seen, the message is clear. Only doing the physical actions is not pleasing to God. He's looking for a deeper connection with his followers. And, you know, also in some cases, I know in my life I have, can be guilty of this hypocrisy when I show up to services, I sing, I bow my head when we pray, but sometimes I only did it so that people wouldn't ask why I wasn't at services or why I've been missing church. In Matthew 15, we see Jesus address the Pharisees again. Jesus points out that they have no heart or emotion in their worship. Matthew 15, 8 through 9, Jesus says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Jesus is saying that these people are worshiping in vain, and that they are saying the words, but they do not feel the words, and they do not mean the words. Their worship is not from the heart, and they are going through the motions. And I think for me, going through the motions typically will align with complacency. And also in times when I find myself okay with the way things are going. But without the drive to grow and to learn more, one's faith will become stagnant. As we've discussed, going through the actions is not what God wants. He doesn't want a warm body in a pew. He wants an open and he wants a devoted heart. And he wants us to choose to serve him every day. He asks that we wake up every morning and we live a life different than everyone else. And he asks us to lead a life that puts him first, that edifies him, and that glorifies him. John chapter 15, verses 3 through 5, is a couple verses that has had a pretty big impact on me. When I'm feeling like I'm going through the motions, this verse is just a real big reminder that I need a connection with the Lord. It reads, "You are clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." And I really like this visual because it's really basic. And we can see it in our day-to-day life. Branches need to be connected to the vine to survive. We need to be connected to Jesus to have the hope of salvation. Branches that are connected to the vine will grow fruit. And with our connection to Jesus, we will grow and flourish spiritually. But the last phrase of this passage sends it all home for me. Jesus says, "For without me, you can do nothing." And I think that sums all this up. Without Jesus, all of our actions mean nothing. Going through the motions will get us nowhere. There are no amount of actions that I can do that would ever make me worthy of a home in heaven. It's only through God's grace and mercy and Jesus' death on the cross that a servant with a devoted heart and life to the Lord can have the hope of eternal salvation. So as we prepare to sing the invitation song, I'd encourage everyone to take a moment and reflect on your lives. Are we putting a shiny cap on our lives that's hiding the rust and dirt and grime of our lives? Is your heart given to the cares of the world? Are you just going through the motions? If so, you don't have a moment to spare. Turn back to God, because none of us are guaranteed another moment on this earth. Maybe you need to be baptized tonight. Maybe you need to put on Christ. Or maybe you're struggling and you need the prayers of your brethren. If you need to come forward, you can ask for prayers or be baptized as we stand and sing.